The Superior Hiking Trail Association has a new executive director. Denny Kneff joined the organization in June. Denny comes to the North Shore by way of Madison, Wisconsin, where he held professional positions in land and water conservation, most recently completing a 13-year stint as executive director of the River Alliance of Wisconsin. And Denny is joining us now on the Roadhouse. Good afternoon, Denny.
Hello.
Hey, there you are. So your last position before the SHTA was at the River Alliance in Wisconsin. How does that differ? How does that organization differ in terms of structure and mission from the SHTA?
Politics, CJ, in one word. We did a lot of policy work in Wisconsin, and with the regime change there in 2010, conservation is really struggling. Mm. And we were a policy organization, so we were doing a lot of work with legislation. So I'm sort of relieved not to have to deal with that a lot. And then the other huge difference with Minnesota from Wisconsin, there's actually investments in conservation in Minnesota that do not exist in Wisconsin. So it's great to be here for those things. And, the trail is just a great thing to be working for.
Oh. So what do you see as the greatest strengths of the association and of the trail right now, besides the support, the financial support that you're getting from the state?
The trail. People love the trail. Before I ever started, I mean, the word was out that I was hired and told people I was, heading up to Duluth to work on the Superior Hiking Trail. They said, well, I love that trail. Mm-hmm. And so, there are people who are really connoisseurs of trails that have pointed opinions about spots that need work, and that's always great data for us to have. But the love for the trail is really impressive. And I just think back of the work of 31 years of people who started it and who finished it. We're careful not to say the word finished, because that trail will never be finished. You can now walk from the Wisconsin-Minnesota border to the Ontario border on an uninterrupted hiking trail. We can say that. But we will always have to find new routes, and there will be new loops and spurs to put in. So in that regard, it's unfinished business, but that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's well-regarded, as you say. I mean, Backpacker Magazine gave it best trail / camp / shelter conditions, and best signage, which is huge for people who are out on the trail. Do you have any projects going on this summer that you could tell people about that is enhancing the experience?
Well, there are a couple things. We just finished a bridge over the Red River, a little river down in Carlton County, south of Jay Cook State Park, and that bridge will get hikers on the Superior Hiking Trail to the very southern terminus of the trail at the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. And eventually, the North Country Trail will hook up with us there. And, the Superior Hiking Trail is sort of an affiliate of the North Country Trail, so that national trail from New York to North Dakota will come by way of the Superior Hiking Trail. Mm. So that link was important. That was a big deal. 2 years ago, we had to reroute the trail from around the Gooseberry State Park area because of the landowner, private landowner, asked us to move the trail. So we did, and we are. That's a work in progress. A lot of rain has kind of slowed down that, but that should be done this fall, we hope. And so that'll be nice. We'll feel good about that. And something we're working on this fall, but it probably won't be finished till spring. That's the schedule. Is there's that Split Rock River loop that we have, that you would get over the Split Rock River to carry on the loop, but you can't because the bridge failed. Uh-huh. And we're going to replace that bridge starting this fall and hopefully finish it off in the spring.
We're talking with Denny Kneff. He's the new Superior Hiking Trail Association Executive Director. So projects like that, Denny, is it all volunteers who are doing that work?
No, it's not. We have two trail maintenance contractors. One guy that kind of works the northern two-thirds of the trail, or eastern two-thirds, and one that works from the Stewart River just up the road from Two Harbors, down through Duluth and to the end. So those guys really kind of take the lead on the heavy work, and then we have volunteers, you know, supplementing their work. And I think last year's count was 8,000 total volunteer hours put toward the trail. This is part of the love of the trail that's so impressive. You know, people have been committed to a couple of campsites or a particular stretch of the trail for years and years, and they go back and they do their part, you know, and we wouldn't have a trail without them.
So if you were interested in doing some work on the trail, you know, being an avid hiker, what would be the best way to, you know, find out what was needed and plug into the association?
People should just find us at shta.org. That's going to change soon. We got a new domain name. We started thinking, what if Superior Hiking is out there as a domain name available? Yes, it was, and we paid $50 or something to get it. So eventually, you know, sometime in the next several weeks, we're going to change over the domain name of the website and so forth. But anyway, for now, it's still SHTA, Superior Hiking Trail Association.org. And there's, you know, contact information there, and it's good to know where people live. This is not limited to people that live here. We have a lot of Twin Cities volunteers who, you know, have a time they come up in the summer or fall and put in their week or something. So simple as that. We'll take people from there.
Let's learn a little bit about Denny Kneff, as long as we've got you here. You're quite the outdoor enthusiast. I think if I have my facts right, you've canoed the entire Mississippi River. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
It was a really long time ago, 1975.
Okay.
I was a college kid, and the other partner of mine, Rolf Hegberg, lives in Duluth. So it's fun. We kept in touch all these decades, but we're now living almost in the same town. And I guess what's remarkable about when I think about it, or you know, people are going down the Mississippi River all the time in various conveyances, and some are upstream and some are down, and some is Missouri to the Mississippi, and Red River to the, you know, all kinds of different combinations of things. And I think, you know, we did this, there was no internet, you know, there were no cell phones. We just did it with a Corps of Engineers chart and our, you know, kind of our instincts. I mean, it sounds like old man of the sea to talk like this, I suppose. But, it was sort of gutsy, and we did it. It was a college project. We did, you know, we wrote stories and sent them back, and the college of St. Cloud State is where we went, kind of circulated them to local newspapers, you know, college boys doing adventure for the summer kind of stuff. It was a fun accomplishment, and we have honored every five-year anniversary since.
You have. Excellent. Yeah. All right. You also were in the Peace Corps in West Africa.
Right. Cameroon. Lovely country then and now. I loved it there. It was a French colony, so French speaking, but there's 110 or so indigenous languages in the country about the size of California, and very eye opening being in Africa for 3 years. And you never really lose touch with that. I always have, you know, some eye or taste for Africa that I haven't lost, music in particular. If I get to the Twin Cities, there's a couple of great Ethiopian restaurants there that are kind of a, you know, taste of Africa too. So that's something that also kind of lingers with you a long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. So you, you landed this job after, you know, I think that the SHTA was, did a pretty exhaustive search, you know, more than 4 months worth, and they landed on you, and you moved your family to Minnesota.
Well, my family is me. My kids are all grown up.
Ah.
That was it. That was easy. Although I can tell you, the older you get, the harder moving gets.
Well, you have so much more stuff.
I've pared down the stuff. I've done pretty well. I went from the house where I raised the kids to a smaller house in Madison about 6 years ago, and that was a paring down. That was pretty serious paring down. So, but, you know, I'm renting out my house down there, so lining up all that stuff and finding one up here, and what are you going to take, and what are you going to store, and, you know, that all felt harder. Mm-hmm. And I just let it off.
Got a little phone issue going there, Denny, but I got a couple more questions for you.
Okay, go ahead. How's this?
That's better. That's great.
Good. Okay.
So we're speaking with Denny Kneff, and he is the new executive director of the Superior Hiking Trail Association. I just wanted to ask you how much of the trail you've actually hiked personally.
Great question. You know, I admitted to the hiring committee that maybe I had spent 500 yards on the Superior Hiking Trail. I guess that didn't deter them, but I've been making up for that ever since. I'm probably at 10 or 12%.
Oh.
I'm making a point every Friday, or at least one. That's what happened to me the last time you guys tried to call. I was out on the trail. I got totally, you know, wrapped up in what I was doing, and, you know, the phone service was bad, and then I looked and I, oh, my God, there are these two calls from Grand Marais, and I thought, oops, I goofed. But so I'm making a point once a week to do some reconnaissance and just get to know the trail.
Oh, that's awesome. What else would you like our listeners to know about the organization and the trail and, you know, what's going on with it?
Well, if your listeners love the trail, please share it in the sense that we love to know what you love about it and what happened to you if let's say if there's something you didn't love about your experience on the trail, especially in terms of, you know, the trail's presence on the landscape of you know, I call them mud holes. I mean, there's a technical term for those spots that get really kind of trampled down, but we have a lot of those now, and they're bothering me, and it's good to know that, you know, if people kind of radio those in, the officials, let's call us, the staff and our maintenance guys, just can't cover the whole, you know, trail all the time. So people's eyes and ears on the trail are really helpful to us. So beam that in. And, you know, we're responsible now for 340 miles almost of trail. And we do it all with a member, most of it with member money. So we're always happy to have people donate to us to help us keep up the trail.
So if they do have areas that they want to report, is it best to go to the shta.org website to do that? Or
yep,
is there a phone number?
There's a place. I can give the phone number too. That's fine. But there's, I think we have a form on the website that sort of reports, so you can kind of report a problem. I think it's downloadable and you can type it in and send it by email. But phone number is 218-834-2700.
Okay, 218-834-2700.
Right.
All right. Denny, thank you so much for joining us, and keep us posted if there's other things you want us to know about the Superior Hiking Trail and the association.
Well, thank you for your interest. It's been great to talk.
That was Denny Kneff. He is the new executive director of the Superior Hiking Trail Association.